Well, we have had some pretty terrific spring, late spring, early summertime weather across the lakeshore the last week or so. And typically we talk to these folks when we're expecting severe weather or when we've just had severe weather. But this time around, I'm going to talk to a representative from Consumers Energy about summertime coming up and how they're preparing for it. Brian Wheeler is with Consumers Energy based out of Jackson, Michigan, joining us this morning. Good morning, Brian. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, terrific. And like I said, usually we talk to you when the storms are coming or the storms have left us and we're without power. But this time around, talking about Consumers Energy, you're talking today about how you guys are getting ready for the summertime and how you're doing that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, we do talk a lot about storms and bad weather. I can't promise you we won't get some of those this summer. We always hope for the best weather here in Michigan, but you know, we know the storms can come through sometimes. But I think last year in particular, and I'm sure again this year, there's a lot of interest and focus on, as we turn on those air conditioners and we start using a lot more electricity on hot summer days, you know, is the electric grid ready? Is it prepared? And the good news, at least here in Michigan, is that we have the right mix of energy sources. We have a lot of clean energy that we're using, and we have enough energy. We're confident that we're going to be able to meet everyone's needs. Consumers Energy provides electricity to nearly 2 million homes and businesses, and that's a lot of people we know who are counting on us. The good news is that the forecast is looking good that we'll have that energy supply ready for this year.
Excellent, and I'm glad you mentioned clean energy because I know Consumers Energy is continuing the rollout of your clean energy plan. Brian, talk about that.
Yeah, it's a real transformative time. I don't know when you can find something at the scale that has happened in terms of what's happening in the energy industry. The biggest transition, of course, is away from coal. We still have some coal-generating plants here in Michigan, and we're on a timetable where by the end of 2025, all of them should be closed. That's pretty significant because coal has really been the engine that's powered the electric grid for the better part of a century now. But as we get away from that, and we're driven by economics, there are more affordable energy sources that are being developed, and we're also driven by doing what's right for the planet. You know, as useful and powerful as coal has been, there are cleaner ways of providing electricity. So now we're moving to a phase where we're adding a natural gas plant here in Michigan just this summer, and of course, aggressively trying to develop new solar projects across the state.
Brian, talk about those. There are a number of clean energy sources that you're looking into. Solar, there's wind, there's hydroelectric dams. Talk about maybe advantages or possibly disadvantages of any of those.
Yeah, well, I think some people would wonder, you know, with something like solar or wind, which can be intermittent, right? The sun doesn't shine overnight.
Right.
We can't change that fact. You know, there's still that question of, does the switch to clean, does it affect the ability that we're going to have to serve people? And so that's where we really try to build a, you know, you call it an energy portfolio, a fleet of energy sources.
Right.
Most people are more focused on when I flip the light switch, do the lights turn on? And that's fine to be at that place. But we really look back to where that power comes from. We still have some coal generating plants. We still have natural gas. Here in West Michigan, you go to Ludington. I think most people are aware of it, but the Ludington Pump Storage Facility is a real marvel. It's that man-made reservoir that we built over five decades ago. And on hot summer days, we'll pump the water up in the night before, and then we release it in the middle of the day to power those turbines that are kicking in and meeting the needs of air conditioners and so much more on hot summer days.
Brian, along with solar, wind, dams, also understand that you guys buy electricity. Why do you do that?
Well, again, we try to own and operate as much as we can, but there are other private projects around the state. I actually had to do a little bit of research and didn't know these numbers until just recently, but we buy electricity regularly, routinely, from 10 third-party independent wind parks across the state.
Sure.
And from 34 third-party owned solar power plants, solar projects. So as you're driving across the state, I often will go north from where I live in the Lansing area up on 127, and there are a lot of wind turbines along there. Many of those are not owned by Consumers Energy directly. We're often contracting to buy the power from them or ones in the thumb. Michigan's a big state, and there are a lot of space, a lot of natural resources. As we look forward, we're going to need to develop more solar, and that's why we're working with communities, with agriculture, with farmland owners, to look at those opportunities to find out where we can make use of underutilized land, put these to work with generating electricity for us, putting properties into play where they can generate tax revenue for communities. There's a lot that's going on already here today, and we're looking at the next generation, the next 20 years. Expect a lot more to come.
If you'd like more information about Consumers Energy and everything Brian was has been talking about this morning, just go to consumersenergy.com. Brian Wheeler is with Consumers Energy, getting set for summer, Brian, and can't wait, and I appreciate your time. Thanks for what you folks do, and thanks for joining us this morning on WHTC's Morning News.
Yeah, looking forward to a great summer. Thanks for your time.